B-Pod Studios.
Welcome back.
I hope you've had a good weekend.
I know it's Tuesday, but it feels like
Monday.
Okay, but it is Tuesday.
Then get back to work.
What for?
What for?
We have a lot of work to do.
And less time to do it here.
And before you know it,
the weekend's here.
Yeah, but it's still just
Tuesday, right?
Yes, it is.
I'm going back to bed.
You can't!
Because it's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes! I'd love hearing that song again, Chicago, Saturday in the Park. Remember I showed you guys? Oh, good morning, by the way.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing over there?
Just looking at YouTube. Google black hole.
Already in a wormhole.
No. This is good. Remember that time I showed you the group Leonid and Friends? It's a Russian group.
Yes.
That does Chicago
barely.
Songs. You barely remember, or they barely...
No, I barely remember. No, I remember. Not very often you see a Russian band impersonating.
These guys were
Chicago.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Right? So here's the Russian band.
Oh. So they don't speak a lick of English, right?
No.
But they just sing.
But they're an amazing, yeah. So anyway, for a good time, later today,
look up
Leonid and Friends. They do every Chicago song ever recorded.
Yeah.
They're
you can
amazing.
Also look up Chicago.
They do
every Chicago song.
Just it. It sounded really
it's
good. It sounded just like them.
That's a fun fact, though, LBF. It's more impressive having the cover band.
So you'd rather see like an impersonator of like, I don't know, Tony Bennett than Tony Bennett or like...
I think I'd be more impressed.
You'd be more... Like, Tony Bennett doesn't even do Tony
right?
Bennett this great.
Right? Am I right?
And I don't know why I'm talking about Tony Bennett because I'm not 100.
Yeah. Good reference. I thought mine was a little aged.
Wow.
Okay, good.
Oh, I will
it
see
rub
you
off, rubs
and
off.
Raise you.
Anyway, so for a good time later today...
Where can I get a good Lawrence Welk cover band?
It's very cold in here.
What is happening?
Oh, God. Is the tea ready? Is the tea ready? No.
God.
Anyway,
what's up?
No, for a good time, check that out.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and by the way, fail on Veterans Day.
I heard.
Oh, no.
I can't believe this. We ran down a laundry list of places to go for freebies for vets. And I struck out big time. I'm not going to mention the name of the restaurant.
But what happened?
I go in and I said, hey, I understand. See, my wife was out. So I said, I understand you guys have Veterans Day deals. I'm a vet, and what is your deal? She said, oh, well, we have these lunch specials, special menu, but there's a catch.
There's always a catch.
Uh-huh. What's the catch? Well, you have to order a full-size entree, and then you'll get this. I said, I don't want two meals. I just wanted the veteran meal. She said, well, you can get one to go. And I said, over and out.
So you just were like, all right, thanks anyway, and you left, right?
I said, yeah, I'm good, thanks. And she said, have a good one. And I said, you're welcome for my service.
Well, I mean,
jeez,
fine,
man.
But like you would think that they would be people would be trained
not
to
at
say
all. No.
Something.
She said, here's the deal. You buy one, you get one. I said, well, I just want two dinners. I don't want to do that.
I'm surprised you didn't want two dinners.
All right, LBF.
That's even more surprising.
I think I'm just going to watch more Chicago videos from my Leonid and Friends. It's 5-4.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now, the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And three cool things you should know.
All right, 6:21. And like I said, it's only 39. Temperatures falling backwards today already. LBF, what's cool?
Okay, you're going to look forward to 5 o'clock tonight. Or maybe 4.
4, wow.
Could be.
Today?
Yeah.
Something special.
Something special is happening.
Okay, I like it. Brian?
Something cool happened on Jeopardy last night. We don't see Alex Trebek get choked up.
Yeah.
He was shook last night.
That was special.
As the kids say.
and so do I once in a while. Okay. And I'm going to end the argument that's been taking place in kitchens for the last 50 years. Yeah. When you load the dishwasher, should you load them point up or down?
Oh, okay.
We settle it coming up next.
All right, today.
Yes.
It's National Happy Hour Day, which pretty much is every day for me. No, it's actually, you know, it's a time actually started during the Mexican-American War where people wanted to take a break and have, weren't even allowed to drink.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
really?
I was reading, I did a deep dive.
Wow,
but fun fact, actually, not really a fun fact, good news, bad news. The good news is that, well, the bad news is Massachusetts does not have happy hour. They do not discount drinks. But the good news is they do discount appetizers.
There you go.
Yeah, we haven't had a happy hour in Massachusetts since 1984. And it actually comes out of a kind of a sad thing where people would drink. They'd give away free beers.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy.
And then people would get behind the wheel and get into accidents, so they
stopped.
Did you say
Ground Round is where?
It was the Ground. It was a particular case in Braintree at the Ground Round where it was this group of friends won free beer, and then there was an accident and someone died. So they tried to bring it back in 2011, but no dice, everybody.
No.
And actually, I kind of agree with that. Two things. I like happy hour because in Massachusetts because they're half-price apps. But also, when you go to a different state and there's a happy hour, you're like, ooh, this is so fun.
Great.
It's so different. Anyway,
I'm so happy.
That's today. Happy
I'm so
hour.
Happy. Now I know why they call it that. Okay. All right, Brian, what's cool?
All right, last night on Jeopardy, it's the Tournament of Champions right now. So, you know... I think like the champions have a more more special relationship with Alex. You know, they get to spend a little more time with him a couple of days during the taping. So last night during Final Jeopardy, Dhruv, one of the contestants, he
young kid.
Yeah, he actually he went to going to Brown. Local kid, kinda. Here's what happened last night on Jeopardy, Final Jeopardy.
In the title of a groundbreaking 1890 exposé of poverty in New York City slums, these three words follow, how the. Dhruv, you're smiling. I like that. Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is, we love you, Alex. That's very kind of you. Thank you. Costs you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
Wow.
That's
nice.
Super sad.
Right?
I had Jeopardy on last night, but I didn't notice this, and now I'm upset.
I know.
That's sad.
It was brief. He pulled it right
back
together.
Yeah, he pulled
together
it together.
Real fast.
Yeah.
But that was sweet.
Oh, that's sad.
And on Dhruv's on his Twitter, he even said, he's like, I'm grateful I got the opportunity to say what everyone in the tournament was thinking.
Oh.
Yeah. No, that was
rather
nice.
Than try to come up with the right answer.
Now, which I didn't get. Did you get the right answer?
No,
neither did I.
So.
Yeah, how the other half lives.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
What'd you bet?
I bet.
Smart girl. All right, finally. When you load your dishwasher, should the silverware point up or down? According to an expert, a guy named Ashley Erdale has a degree in industrial design. He makes a living writing about appliances and dishwashers and washing machines. According to him, it does matter, and he wants you to put everything pointing down.
No.
Yeah.
Down.
No.
Yep.
Yeah,
right.
Doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why.
Yeah.
He said, first, it's a little safer with knives and fork tongs. Okay, you're not going to cut yourself. Plus, it's more hygienic if they're facing down. You're not grabbing the part you're actually going to use.
Yes.
And it keeps everything cleaner. He says, it might be true with some dishwashers that pointing up might clean them better, but the difference is so marginal, it's not worth it. There you go.
Case closed.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to have to start putting them facing down. All right.
Face down.
You make some good points.
There you go.
I feel like they get cleaner.
You acquiescing. That's so rare.
I'm going to
write this down.
Well, with case closed. I mean, come on. Can't argue with that. Now you have it. 626 at WROR.
Forget it. Not going to do it.
Joe Jackson. I used to hear this a lot when I was a kid. Didn't like it then.
What? I'm trying to think of what
I've seen your wife.
Yeah. Shut up, Brian Bell.
Oh!
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 6:30. Occasional light rain today and a high of 52. I'm not sure if that's even going to happen. Right now, the temperatures are already falling back to 39, but we'll see. Tomorrow is going to be super cold, sunny, and 33 degrees. You ready for that?
No.
You're wearing your vest already.
That's my nice warm hug.
It's like a warm hug,
it
isn't
is. It? I think about it all the time now. Because I love a vest and I hate a hug.
Which
it's
is weird.
Funny,
to
isn't
me.
It?
Yeah. Because that's what I've always said, that a vest is like a warm, welcoming hug. But you don't like warm, welcoming hugs.
Nope.
So, but you like
I
your
love
vest.
My vest.
Hey, guess who's having a birthday today?
Who's having a birthday today?
I can't believe Tanya Harding is 49. Does she seem like that's high, low? Do you think she should be older than that?
I feel
she's
like
older
she,
than you are.
I think she looks older than 49.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just she's had a hard life. I mean, not, you know, like a, you know, it's been difficult, but it's also been like, you know, she doesn't have a lot, no one takes care of her.
How'd you like that movie?
I loved that movie.
See, I thought they were a little too kind to Tanya.
100%. I loved the movie. I loved Margot Robbie. I did. But walking away from it, I'm like, I think they forgot really who the victim was here. I mean, obviously, Tanya was a victim of certain circumstances.
They forgot who the victim was.
Why?
Okay, I like Tanya Harding. Actually, no,
that
I
poor girl.
Poor thing.
I know. I remember when that happened.
So do I.
And I was like, somebody, like, this was like an inside job. It wasn't just some random thing.
It was the weirdest thing. And then for them to make a movie of it years later just shows you how weird it was. Anyway,
Tanya Harding's doing all right. She's got about 30,000 followers on Instagram, and she was on, like, Top Chef or some food competition. She's, like, Hollywooded up at this point.
I just have one question.
Why?
Yeah, no kidding.
Why?
Okay, that's good.
Yikes.
Anyway, pass it on if you see Tanya. All right, what's coming up with Dirty Laundry?
Well, I have some sad news about Alec Baldwin's wife.
Hilarious?
Hilaria.
Got
Hilaria
it.
Or Hilaria?
Hilaria.
Yeah, so
right,
some
sad news
there. Jeez. And also a little bit of, there's a new book about Gary Shandling, and we have some very interesting stuff about that.
Love Gary. Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's 6:45. You've been waiting all morning for some dirty laundry. Well, LBF's got it for you. What's cooking in
there? It's a big day in TV with Disney Plus, and I have some bad news for you. I also have a wackadoo story about Gary Shandling.
Yeah.
But kind of sad news about Hilaria Baldwin, who's married to Alec Baldwin, and they have four kids together. And she's on Instagram all the time talking about yoga and trying to get pregnant and being pregnant. And they just had a gender reveal, and they were going to have a girl. And she revealed yesterday that she lost the baby, had a miscarriage. And, you know, it's like sad subject. But also, I kind of like Hilaria Baldwin because I can't believe she wants so many kids. But also that she's so upfront about her journey.
How many kids?
Four. And
Alec
has one. Yes, and Alec has a daughter, Ireland, with Kim Basinger.
Jeez, four.
But, yeah.
Do you know how?
She's only 35.
Okay.
So, and they're adorable. I follow them on the Insta and think, God, that's a lot of kids. But anyway.
Alec's looking younger with all these kids.
See,
so.
The kids, they keep you young.
Yeah.
But that's sad news for her.
It
and
is.
She said she's going to try again.
Really?
Okay, this is the wackadoo story I read yesterday. So Judd Apatow has a new book, basically a compilation of Gary Shandling's notes and things like that. It's Gary Shandling's book.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have an interview with Judd. We interviewed Judd Apatow. We're going to play that we're going to talk to him at 7:45. But I was doing a little research on Gary Shandling. He's an interesting guy, very funny. But this is the crazy story. He had a terrible relationship with his mother because he had a brother who, when Gary was 10 and the brother was 13, died of cystic fibrosis. Now, that is horrifying. Mm-hmm. But the mother lied to Gary and said he went to go live with his grandmother and never told him that he died found out later. And it's crazy. In fact, one of his friends met Gary's mother and Gary said, "What do you think of my mother?" And I said, "Gary, she's a monster."
Wow.
And he said, "Well, you're seeing her on her best behavior." I mean, it was a terrible situation.
So many comedians have these, you know, mom issues and, you know.
Well, just issues.
Makes them sharp
but
or issues.
But that's... Yeah. That and then they never spoke of Barry again.
Well, see, it's weird, but probably not as uncommon because sometimes if they didn't die, they might go to a, you know, a home for mentally ill or whatever.
Well, no,
you know,
but he was just
depending on the
situation. But the fact that he did and that,
crazy.
But I think it shaped the way he was, and also the reason that he wanted to explore things and
never
find
got
the
married.
Truth. No.
Never got married. Just a serial bachelor dater. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the book looks really fun, and we'll talk more about that at 7:45. And finally, Disney Plus starts today. Now, I know you're all looking forward to it because Disney's been saying it's every movie ever we ever made and new movies, and you're watching what?
I'm watching The Mandalorian right now, as a matter of fact. So if you could wrap this up.
Star Wars thing?
Yeah, it's a Star Wars thing.
Okay, I'll be quick. So
the Mandalorian? Is, what the heck is
whatever.
That?
It's like, I don't know.
You know, the bounty hunters. You know,
I thought
remember
it was
Boba Fett?
I remember Boba Fett,
Among those guys. Yeah,
okay.
I think he's watching it now.
Come back, nerds.
Actually, I'm watching Mr. Boogity right now. I'm kidding.
Anyway, I just want to let you know that not every Disney movie is streaming on Disney Plus. And I want my money back. Coco, that's on Netflix. Up! It's not streaming anywhere. It's depressing.
Yeah.
Holes, it's on HBO. Tarzan, 1999, it's on Netflix. Toy Story 4, nowhere. And any of the recent live-action versions of Beauty and the Beast, The Jungle Book, The Lion King, Dumbo, and Aladdin.
That's not on there?
Not on there.
How much is Disney?
$6.99 a month.
Yeah. $70 for the year, I think. I already bought all those anyway, like a sucker.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just giving Disney all my money.
Yeah, you are.
Take it. Take all my money.
All right,
there you have
You're used
it.
To
so,
it.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so Judd Apatow was great. We talked to him yesterday, and next Dirt Report, that we will ask him how Gary would have felt.
Yes. Right? You know, I mean, kind of private person, seemingly.
He was a great comedian. People loved him.
So
okay, 6:49 at WROR.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll stop.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, man. All right, True Confessions. Today, it is bad breakups. Either you dumped somebody or you got dumped. Let's see how it went for Larry, our first True Confession. Go, Larry.
I was the E.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, let's hear about it.
This goes back into college. I was going out with a girl. I had probably about a year and a half or so. And then one night I was dropping her off, and she said, I'd like your advice. And I said, what's that? And she said, if you wanted to break up with somebody, how would you tell it to them so that you didn't hurt their feelings? And I went through what I thought were the wise things to do to be careful and so on and so forth. And at the end of the conversation, she said, well, why don't you take your own advice?
Oh, my God.
Frigid.
That is cold.
Wow. Larry. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
Man, I bet you didn't open the door for her.
Yeah.
Get out.
I go wide open. There's an epilogue to that, though.
Oh, let's hear it.
Well, the epilogue is we've been married for 49 years.
What? No way.
Yeah, we got back together about a year later.
Oh, and, that's sweet.
Hey, you got any advice on getting back together with somebody you dumped, Larry?
Yeah. All right. I'm all out of advice.
I love it. Hey, what's your wife's name? Give her a shout-out. That's a great story.
Her name is Kathy.
All right. Love it. Thank you, Larry from Pembroke and Kathy. Good stuff.
Bye.
You know, Kathy came crawling back.
Oh, you
That's
think?
What I'm saying.
No, maybe,
I think so.
Well, I'm just going to make an assumption because I love to assume things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was being a jerk to her and she broke up with him and then he realized that he wasn't and then they got back together. They wanted to be better.
No,
I feel like that's more the scenario.
That was a year, though. You do that for a quick breakup, like back on a Friday and you're back together Monday. No.
I still can't believe he didn't see it coming when his girlfriend's like, hey, how would you break up with somebody?
If Dave said that to me, he'd be like, how do you? I'd be like, why do you want to know?
Yeah. Who's asking?
Yeah, right.
Honey, why do you keep Googling divorce?
Yes, exactly.
Divorce lawyers.
How to break the news.
All right, True Confession Tuesday. The best confession, we've got one of our awesome, authentic, one-size-fits-all WROR. Rockin' blue t-shirt.
It's something else.
It's awesome.
You can wear it to Christmas, Hanukkah. every place.
You sure?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it matches Hanukkah.
It does
very
match
well.
Hanukkah
very
really nice. Well.
It's a Hanukkah blue.
Yep, okay, it's a Hanukkah blue.
So, if for a true confession, real people, real stories. So, were you the dumper or the dumpy? 617-931-1057.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
1057 WROR, 80s and more, 717, True Confession Tuesday. So all these Twitter feeds are coming out of different breakup situations that have happened. And most of them were really crappy kids. Most of them were 7th, 8th grade that this was all over Twitter.
Yeah, that's when you never forget. Mm-hmm. Those are the never forget years.
Yes, so we're going for a little bit, maybe down the line. So if you've had a bad breakup you want to share with us, maybe you were the dumper or the dumpy. All right, let's see what we got here. Hi, ROR, good morning.
Yes, I was the breakee, I guess.
Okay.
It started, we actually lived here. He proposed to me over a different radio station.
Oh.
What?
Then we actually moved to Florida. Now, this was a very long time ago. I was 22.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided I was too old for him, so he went after an 18-year-old.
Jeez.
Wow.
Too old at 22?
And so did he just tell you that? You're too old and I found someone new?
No, actually, he sent me back up here so I could babysit my nephew. And he started he had been having the affair before that. And while I was gone, he had taken all my parents' furniture, clothes that I had had from before I knew him, clothes that he had bought me, and gave them all to her.
Oh, my God. And where is he now?
Jail?
No, as far as I know, he's an over-the-road truck driver and lives in his truck.
Hey, Patty,
okay,
for the win.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, jeez. Told you're an old maid at 22. That's tough.
Yeah.
Right? Wow.
Exactly.
Well, he did you a favor.
Yeah, he sure did.
He did.
Yep, because I'm engaged to a really great guy now.
Oh, you know
that's
what?
That's great.
You want to do it on the radio?
Maybe
it'll work better
engaged.
This time.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, Patty. Thanks,
Patty.
Thanks for making your true confession. Things worked out better for you. Bye-bye. Yeah, for sure. Sometimes they do work out. So
her
you go through that.
Furniture.
Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason, Bob.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that at all.
All
right, we have time for one more. One more true confession.
1057 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Brotson, LBF, and Brian.
Wow. I wish, there wasn't this whole FCC thing.
I know.
Because
there's
some we couldn't put on the radio.
I know.
Of some
people
true
are
confessions.
Bad.
Ooh, wow. Really bad. Vicious.
Hull. Whoa.
Yeah.
Stay out of Hull if you're looking for it.
Yeah.
Woo. There was some stories coming out of Hull about some bad breakups.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So we have, who's it, Rob?
Rob.
Yeah. All right, Rob, are you the dumper or the dumpy?
I'm not quite sure on this one, but okay. I'm pretty sure I was the dumper.
Okay.
My girlfriend and I at the time, she was in the Army Reserves, and she got shipped out to, she had to go to Germany for a month. And we've been together for just about a year. And so this is before cell phones became really big, mm-hmm. before where you call long distance without charges and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so yeah,
yeah.
Still had phone cards and everything like that. So I spent $150 on phone cards for her. Never heard a word from her mm-hmm. the entire month.
Mm-hmm.
She claims that the guys in her unit stole them and everything like that, gave her the benefit of the doubt. She comes home and she's bragging to her cousin, who is my best friend's wife,
mm-hmm.
That she cheated on me with two guys in her Army unit.
Oh, my God. Same day?
Bob, specifics are not important here.
Well, two guys. All right. Sorry, Rob.
I'm not going to give the quite specifics on that. But.
Wow.
Okay, but she just tells me, and her cousin comes and tells me about it, and I'm like, and she expects me, she's coming to me, as if everything's okay. I'm like, go away.
Yeah.
I heard you, saying this to your cousin. I was in the other room, and you didn't even.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Rob, you were in the other room and you heard this?
Yeah, yeah, we were all getting ready to go out to the club and everything like that, and then she's like, you know, she comes back from Germany, and she's barely talking to me, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll get to see her now, and then she comes in, she didn't even know I was there yet, and she's like bragging to her cousin about it. I'm like,
bragging.
Well then, I guess I'm going to the club single tonight.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Rob. Oh, you have a T-shirt for Rob?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
It's a T-shirt right there, Rob.
Yep, you got a T-shirt.
God, man. Well, you never saw her again, right?
Oh, well, every now and then. Like I said, her cousin's married to my best friend.
Oh,
so.
That's painful.
Rats,
but
that's
we don't talk. Like, it's very not cordial.
Are you married, Rob? Or?
Am I married? No, I'm engaged.
Oh, good. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Love it. That's good.
Thank you.
Nice girl. Has her own phone. I love it. All right, Rob. Hang on. We want to give you a T-shirt, okay? Hang on.
All right. Thank you.
Good call. All right. You said you had one. Real quick, LBF.
Well, it was my first rejection.
Okay.
I was in kindergarten, and I was on the bus, mm-hmm. and I had a crush on this boy. Let's call him Kevin.
Real name Kevin. Go ahead.
Okay, darling.
And I said... I was very excited because I had a Minnie Mouse pocketbook and I had just gotten, and I said to, it's exciting. And I said, Kevin, how do you like my Minnie Mouse pocketbook? And he said, you could take that Minnie Mouse pocketbook and shove it up your blank.
Oh my God.
And I was in love ever since.
Wow.
You can take your Minnie Mouse purse.
Yeah, it was my first rejection, first of many.
Wow.
Yes, he was a great, it was, he didn't like it. I guess
maybe he didn't like Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, maybe he was a Bugs Bunny guy.
Yeah. When Bugs Bunny puts on a dress.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
Wow.
Okay. And that's when I knew I liked boys who insulted me.
Brian, do we have a T-shirt for LBS?
Yeah, we'll get you a nice T-shirt.
A nice pocketbook.
We'll get you a Disney Plus.
Wow. Okay. That topped them all.
Yeah.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
They love the dirty laundry. LBF, what is in the bin?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what you're not going to get from Disney Plus. The old bait and switch, Walt.
Walt had nothing to do with it.
I don't know.
Walt would not
Somewhere.
Be happy. He wouldn't be happy.
But first,
yeah.
So, all right, this is 40 director, Judd Apatow. Mm-hmm. So funny. He's responsible for all the laughs. What else did he do?
Yeah, what else did Judd make?
40-year-old virgin.
That was the best one.
He actually did Freaks and Geeks
way back when,
which was amazing.
So he's a great director, and he's written a book.
And he did a documentary on his very good friend, Gary Shandling, who died in 2016 of a heart attack. Yeah. And now he has a book called It's Gary Shandling's Book. And he compiled a bunch of things in Gary's house and looked through notes and diaries and things like that, and sort of an homage to his mentor. And we talked to him yesterday, and here's a clip from the interview.
How'd you get access to all of his private stuff like that?
I just broke into his house, and I knew no one was in there.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Do you think that he would approve of this, or do you think that he would be like, oh, what are you putting a book together for?
I don't care. No, <I'm joking. laughs>
Okay. Got it.
I think Gary, I always felt like Gary would be mortified in life, but in death, he would want people to take whatever they could from his life to make their lives better. So I'm assuming that he'd be okay with it, but I'm pretty sure I will not get called out by him.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, I really love Judd Apatow. Knocked Up is one of my favorites.
Oh, Knocked Up was great.
Knocked Up was good. Mm-hmm. He's done a bunch of things. He did Funny People. He did some episodes of Girls on HBO and Trainwreck. He was a producer for Amy Schumer's
movie. But more importantly, no, he's great. And he got his start with Gary, but Gary Shandling was just awesome comedian.
He was a really great comedian and so respected in the field and really beloved by his fellow comedians. And I watched Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars getting coffee with Gary Shandling right before he died.
That's right.
And it was it was really a great episode.
Yeah.
And you really, I understood. I watched it after he had died, and I really realized why people liked him so much because he was very generous.
He was sudden death. I mean, it wasn't like he knew he was right?
No,
so he was just doing his thing.
I had a heart
with
attack.
Jerry. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, Disney Plus happening today. Happening.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited. Anybody with a kid, it's all coming true. Remember when you had VHSs and somebody's like some wicked smart kid would be like, one day we're going to be streaming all of this in our homes and never go to the movies again. You're like, whatever.
Nerd.
I'm just go watch Little Mermaid.
Again.
And rewind it. Yeah. Be kind, rewind. Well, Disney movies. But Disney Plus for $6.99 a month or $70 for the whole year doesn't come with every Disney movie, like they say. Not everyone.
Not
I'll
yet,
let you know.
Not yet. All right,
whatever.
What?
I'm just saying, if you're
going
to go and look for Up on Disney Plus, it's not happening. If
what
you're going
is Lucy's
to look for
favorite
Up,
Disney movie?
Lion King.
Okay. Is that on it?
The old one, but not the new live action. No new live action. I had to buy that yesterday. Thanks, Disney Plus. Toy Story 4, no. No. Deadpool, no. Star Wars The Last Jedi, no.
I already own those anyway.
Jungle Book, The Lion King, Dumbo, Aladdin, live action.
You're very Disney's half empty here.
I am.
But here's, okay, so Toy Story 4 is not on there, but you know what it is? I just looked it up.
What?
All of those little Toy Story shorts, like Partysaurus Rex, which is spectacular.
Oh, yeah. That's
really good.
You know, the only person who's upset about Disney Plus coming into, fruition is Dave Falcone.
Why?
Because Dave Falcone is the Joseph McCarthy of Disney movies. Did you know this?
Why is he the Joseph
He's all about censorship. So when Lucy was little, he took a bunch of the DVDs and hid them upstairs. And there's a whole stack of them because he didn't approve of them. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because the dads were mean.
Oh, jeez. Well, I heard Lucy
likes
you
the moms are dead.
Anyway. Yeah, the moms are always dead. Come on, Dave, lighten up.
Up is there.
Yeah.
I don't know where you got your list.
So is that it?
I got it. That's it.
Well, are you buying it or not?
I probably will, yeah.
Yeah, you're
yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Brian's already buying it.
I'm watching the Apple Dumpling Gang right now.
As we speak. The first or the second, Brian?
The first one.
Okay. Underrated.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Hey, morning, Judd.
Good morning.
Hey, we just saw you on GMA. That's good.
I rocked GMA so hard.
You did. I mean, it was
Yeah,
amazing.
Rocked it
hard. Wow. So, very confident.
So
proud.
That's great. This is going to be easy if you can handle that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Judd Apatow has got a book out. It's Gary Shandling's book. You love Gary Shandling. I know you work for him. Big fan of him. And this is quite a tribute to Gary Shandling.
Well, it's a, it's an oral history, and it has a lot of the pages of his personal journals and photographs and all these jokes I found sitting in his stuff. And I'm a hoarder. I felt bad that his stuff was all sitting in a box because there was so much to learn and take inspiration from in his life. So I put it together, and if you have a niece or nephew, I'm feeling like it's a Christmas gift.
It sounds like. How did you have access? I know you were friends. You worked with Gary way back from, all the TV shows. But how did you get access to all of his private stuff like that?
I just broke into his house, and I knew no one was in there.
It's nice.
He has a few intimates, and at some point, we had to deal with his belongings, and I was putting together his memorial, and I put a little book together for his friends of photos and little screenshots of his journals that I thought were inspirational, and then I realized, this would make a great book and a documentary. So I spent the last few years, but in a way it's hard to let go of Gary. He was a big part of my life, and it is a form of hoarding.
I mean, do you think that he would approve of this, or do you think that he would be like, what are you putting a book together for?
I don't care.
No, I'm joking. Okay.
I think Gary, I always felt like Gary would be mortified in life, but in death, he would want people to take whatever they could from his life to make their lives
better. So I'm assuming that he'd be okay with it, but I'm pretty sure I will not get called out by him.
What did his mentor? I mean, his mentorship mean to you? I mean, you know, you've done the documentary, now this book. You have this great connection with him. How did he change your life?
Well, when I was young, he hired me to write jokes for the Grammys when he was hosting the Grammys, which was crazy. I was like in my early 20s, and suddenly I'm working on this show, and you know, it was the year Nicholson was there, and Bob Dylan, and Bono, and it was the most exciting thing that ever happened. And then he asked me to write for his TV series, The Larry Sanders Show, and then he asked me to direct the show, which I never even asked him. He just had this instinct that I could direct, and both personally and spiritually and in my career, he was just there for me in a really giving, beautiful way.
Why is he the comedian's comedian? Because all the big guys and gals, comedians, love him. What was unique about Gary?
He was one of the great joke writers of all time. And he also went on to, you know, create very innovative TV. It's Gary Shandling Show, really changed the rules for TV, and the Larry Sanders Show, which is a satire of the behind-the-scenes world of a talk show. I mean, look at The Morning Show that just started airing on Apple. I mean, it's just another in a long line of TV shows that were, inspired by what Gary did at the Larry Sanders Show.
Yeah, he kind of turned things inside out, right? So we're talking with
Went deep. I mean, he was fascinated with, like, really the deepest part of how people think and live.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking to Judd Apatow. His new book is It's Gary Shandling's book. It's going to be a great Christmas present. So LBF, if you're looking,
I'd
love to have it. It's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Judd, I thought you were going to get it from me.
Yeah. I'm just curious,
Judd. I mean, you've done the Gary Shandling book. You've last year the Gary Shandling documentary. Are you working on any of your own stuff?
I just directed a movie that I wrote with Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, really?
That'll come out this summer.
Which, are you dating him? Because everyone does.
Well, it's almost time. But you know, he's a really fascinating person, and we wrote a very intimate, personal movie inspired by events from his life. And so that's going to come out in June. That's the main project I have coming up.
Well, that's good because, you know, you're a busy guy.
Well, he is busy.
I only love pretty much
everything
you've done.
Yeah. So. We love Gary, but we really like you a lot, too.
I appreciate that.
Listen, I was a huge fan of Gary. I mean, way back to when he used to fill in for Johnny Carson. He was great.
Yes.
Right? And then he turned it into the Larry Sanders Show. So you were a writer on the show. Is that how it started for you?
I was. I was a writer on the show. And then there was a psychic there one day. And the psychic told me that one day I would direct. I didn't think I would direct his show. And then out of the blue, like a few weeks later, he said to me, you're directing the next one. And I didn't even ask him to direct. That was the weird part.
Mm-hmm.
And he came down and taught me how to direct. And it was just an exciting place to be because it was a fake talk show. So, you know, one day Sean Penn would be there, or Warren Beatty, or Tom Petty. It was just very exciting as a young writer to be in that world.
That's great. And, you know, Judd, you had an amazing career on your own. And it says a lot for somebody who's made so many great movies to have a passion to write this book about somebody that was so instrumental into your success. That's really awesome.
Well, I'm happy to pay him back in any way possible, for sure.
All right. It's Gary Shandling's book, Judd Apatow. I'm sure it's available everywhere right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I believe if, I don't know, I guess you got to go on Alibaba or somewhere to get it.
Hey, Judd, we're trying to help you sell some books.
The Chinese have to be involved. We have to get the Chinese involved in this sale.
Well, you sold 3 books
this
morning, okay,
right.
Judd? Thank you so much.
Right.
Judd Apatow, everybody.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
All right, joining us today. Hey, good morning. It's Tess Ferguson Bertacci. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
How about Bertacci?
3 names. I like that.
You like that?
Oh, thank you.
TFB.
Yep.
We'll call you TFB. We got RBF and TBF. And
RBF.
Yeah.
LBF. Well, that's you.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Okay. That's right. All right, Tess. You are an assistant director of child care where?
In Malden, Mass.
Ah, good old Malden.
Yeah,
well, look,
yes. Yeah,
you know, you say your husband Joe is very confident you're going to win.
Yes, that's what he said. Mm-hmm.
All right, no pressure.
Joe just wants a cut.
No pressure. Yeah, exactly.
All right, you know how this works, Tess. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. Get them all right.
Okay.
You get $1,000. You're happy, Joe's happy, and we're happy, okay?
Okay.
All right, ready? Here we go. Okay. Coming down. Three, okay. Two, one.
Okay. What is 10 minus 4?
6.
How many dwarves lived with Snow White?
7.
Who starred in the breakup with Jennifer Aniston?
Brad Pitt. Oh, wrong answer. Pass.
What credit company advised don't leave home without it?
Discover.
What state is Hearst Castle located in?
Pass.
What was the name of the possessed car in the Stephen King novel?
Christine.
How much does Disney Plus cost per month?
$1,000.
What town does Tom Brady live in?
Brookline, Mass.
What's the little blue pill also known as?
Viagra. Viagra.
What is the curved line between any two points on a circle?
Pass.
Who starred in the breakup with Jennifer Aniston?
Vince Diesel? No, that's wrong show.
I like the dialogue you had with yourself.
She was my favorite player. Tess, you are a blast.
That is fun. Okay.
Wait a minute. Joe was glad that you knew what the little blue pill was.
I knew you were going to say something about that, Bob.
Joe knew. I mean, she knew. Apparently, Joe doesn't have any problems. Okay. How many did we get? 5 right? Not bad.
Well, that's
Tess.
Not bad.
What?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Joe wishes she missed that question.
Yeah, if she missed the question, then it would be better because she knows what it is.
Oh,
wait.
Anyway.
Oh, sorry, Joe.
Hope you're listening with your whole office. Hey, my wife's on the radio.
She knows the little blue pill.
Okay.
What'd we miss?
Who starred in the breakup with Jennifer Aniston? You almost got it. Vince Vaughn.
Vince Diesel?
Vince Vaughn. I knew that.
What credit card company advised don't leave home without it? American Express.
You work in Malden? Remember Carl Malden?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. You're really reaching. the state that Hearst Castle is located in, that's California.
Yeah.
Disney Plus does not cost $1,000 a month.
Not yet. That was a total guess. I guess you could tell that.
$6.99. $6.99.
Yeah, $1,000.
And the curved line between any two points on a circle is called an arc.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
It's math thing.
Yeah. Tess, you're great. You really.
You were fun.
You were fun. That's
Thank
all we
you.
Care about here. So you didn't win $1,000, but nobody leaves empty-handed. How about a pair of tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw? That's Monday night at the Garden.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Oh, it'll be fun.
It could be fun. It really could be a lot of fun.
Joe will like it.
Joe will love it.
That's fine. Okay.
It's a night out.
Night out for you and Joe.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tess.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
She's a pleasure. Okay, so if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds like Tess did, just sign up at WROR.com. She was great.
Yeah, she really was.
She had fun. That's what it's all about. 5 out of 10, not bad. Okay, enjoy some wrestling. Joe seems like he'd be that kind of guy. Whatever.
Likes to wrestle.
Good. Wait for the pill to kick in.
Yeah, exactly.
He likes
gross.
It raw. Yes. All right, so we're done. Bye, Tess. Nice talking to you.
Such a perv. Okay. Sorry, Tess.
Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 8:54. Bob Bronson, along with LBF and Brian Bell, we're just talking in the room about just how sad and tragic the story of Ryan Baldera is. Of course, last Thursday, Ryan died because of a toxic chemical spill at Buffalo Wild Wings in Burlington.
Yeah,
these two cleaning products that should not have been mixed got together, somehow spilled. And from what I understand, he was trying to
clean it up, I think.
Out back and was overcome.
Yeah.
And you know, he's, of course, he passed away. You know that 12 other people were hospitalized?
It was really, the fumes were unbelievable. I think he was trying to help the situation.
Yeah, good looking guy. 32 years old, and he's
married. He has a newborn son named Hunter.
Sad.
And but they have a GoFundMe website for him where you can donate, and they're trying to raise $150,000 for the Ryan Baldera Memorial Fund, which will help probably his wife and his son. I mean, they just got married, and it's just the baby. Yeah, and so they've raised $96,000 so far, but they need more. So you can go to that GoFundMe page. It's just, if you Google GoFundMe and Ryan Baldera, you can find it. But
we can put it up on our Facebook page too.
Yeah,
that's great. Well, 2-month-old boy, he'll never know his dad, and he looked like such a great guy. His brother is a police officer in Haverhill.
Yeah.
So a very sad story. We don't want that to go by, because a lot of these things, you just come and go, and it's the news of the day, but that's a tragedy. It should never happen, you know?
Yeah. He sounds like a great guy. I was reading his obituary. The funeral is on Thursday. Yeah. But yeah, just like a really fun, great guy.
Yeah.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.